And voila, we're all done. Fruit tacos all around. A simple and fun recipe for the whole family. Not only do these feed the sweet tooth and taco lover, but kids, this is the perfect dessert so your parents can't say all you ever eat is junk food. Great job, kids and parents. Give yourselves a round of applause. I'd like to thank everyone for attending today's class. Please enjoy your sweet treats and be safe getting home. I will be at the middle school in 2 weeks if anyone wishes to join me in making different bread bowls and tasting what all you can put inside them. Have a great rest of your day. Hi, Daddy. How are things? Yep, just finished up here. Was just cleaning up. Thanks. There's still 3 hours before the kids are out of school. That's enough time for me to drop off the deliveries to both Cora's place and that new restaurant that's opened up in that high-rise. Yeah, it's owned by Mr. Myers. It's actually one of his first high-rise restaurants. He has a few luxury restaurants, but none that come with a view like this one. I was there before they put the final touches on it. I'm seeing it being a big success, too. Good thing he's our most valuable customer. What? Me? Abuse my long-standing friendship with Mr. Myers to make a profit for us? Never. Even if he is perfectly aware of it. Shut up, Dad, or I'll put laxatives in your oatmeal again. You're right, I would never. Anyway, I'ma head out and kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You guys let me know if you need any help after I pick up the kids. Our fall harvest is due soon, isn't it? Still got a couple weeks. Gotcha. Still, keep me posted. Talk to you soon, Daddy. Okay, that's the different types of flour, different sugars, the vegetarian and vegan substitutes, syrups, produce, meats, and proteins, and yeah, the rest of the stuff is accounted for and already being picked up. This should wrap up what's left, yes? Thanks, Tina. Do me a favor and radio the team to stay in the restaurant. I'll ride the elevator with the stuff and help them get it set. You can head home early. Of course, I'm sure. You've been working for 2 weeks straight, my guy. Take the next 3 days off to be with your family. Your son's figure skating competition is this weekend, isn't it? Your spouse made sure I put it on my calendar because they knew you wouldn't put it on yours. Nonsense. Your spouse is sweeter than the honey we produce on the farm. Give them my love, Tino. Later days.
Sir, please. I'm telling you, it wasn't on purpose. You're the one who bumped into me, and that's how the wine fell over. No, I'm not making it your fault. I'm just saying. What? No, you can't do that. I need this job. Besides, I don't even work for you.
Excuse me. I'll thank you not to verbally assault my employee. If you're having issues with her work, you can direct your ire at... No. No way. You can't be. Don't you well me like some cliche Saturday morning cartoon villain. What the hell are you doing here? And why are you harassing my employee? Your what? Your father owns this place. And he's made you the manager? There ain't no way. It has to be a coincidence. There ain't no way you have the same last name as Nathaniel Myers, restaurant mogul extraordinaire who is considered the second coming of Gordon Ramsay. I can't believe this. My college headache is the offspring of one of the greatest men I've ever had the pleasure of being mentored by. You heard me right, trust fund brat. Your father is my mentor and friend. He informed me of this restaurant opening and wanted me to help stock it up before its grand opening. I was more than happy to oblige until I saw your ugly mug after all these years. Donna, please, tell me what happened.
Miss J, I'm so sorry. I was taking the wines to the bar when he came walking out of nowhere and bumped into me. Nothing was damaged, and the bottle that did fall didn't so much as crack, luckily.
That's good. I'd hate to have to replace those good vintages. A bottle fell on your toe.
And did it hurt?
Well, considering you can still stand straight despite that big head of yours, you're gonna live. Take your hurt feelings to the corner, you man-child.
Donna, please. You and the guys finish helping the staff get set up. After that, why don't you all take the rest of the day off? Go to that watering hole you all love and buy a few rounds on me.
Oh, Miss J, are you sure?
Damn sure.
Then who am I to turn you down? You heard her, boys. Let's finish up work, then drink up.
And that's how you encourage the working masses to put their all into their work. Not that a toxic cloud like you understands how to nurture others. I see your level of insults directed at my accent, body type, and choice in careers hasn't graduated past grade school. Is that truly all you can resort to when speaking to me? Petty insults at my person and career? Did all those years at college really do nothing to teach you manners when talking with your business partners? Yes, business partners. Your father and my parents have a contract together, and we mutually reap rewards from both sides' hard work. Surely he taught you it isn't proper to butt the hand helping feed your customers. Your father does have all the money, yes. But lest we forget, that money is the byproduct of dozens of contracts, the hard work of thousands of employees, and the tens of thousands of customers who frequent his establishments. Without them, your father would have nothing. And you, yourself, would be nothing. Not that you are anything to begin with. I'm not insulting your father, sir. I'm repeating verbatim what he told me when I first met him my senior year of high school. Your father has said those words. They are, in fact, his opener in the book he released the year we met. The level of ignorance just goes to show how little you respect and care for what an honorable and humble man your father is, and just how much you lavish in riding on his tailcoats. You haven't grown at all since we last met, and I doubt you will ever grow, but your lack of growth has nothing to do with why we're here. Boys, finish dropping off the shipment. This place opens in a couple of days. The kitchen team must prepare in that time. Confirm the order with the head chef when you're finished. Yes, I want them to confirm with the people who will actually handle the food instead of some guy who only eats it. Besides, if I recall correctly, you don't know a rutabaga from a root canal. I can't trust you to not accuse me of shorting you. If you were more professional than that, you wouldn't have been degrading my employees and throwing your daddy's name around like the weapon you think it is. Nathaniel may love you, but you and I know damn well he would never condone your behavior. I'll see you at the grand opening.
Oh, Daddy Dearest didn't tell you. I'm invited as his esteemed guest.
Gotta make sure rich folks know who is responsible for the food on their plates. Try not to embarrass us opening night, little boy.